So yeah, I saw this a long time ago where people would be in a conversation with you or somebody else. And if it's with you, it's a pattern that they do with other people. Where you'd be talking and they'd always interrupt you. I saw it as a child. And I mainly saw it in women. I don't know if it's a deep-seated hatred for men or what, but I just ask AI what they... I have my own opinion, but I asked AI what it meant. And here's what AI said. Why do people interrupt people when they're talking? It could be excitement, enthusiasm. Yeah, but that's only going to be one or two times. Impatience. Some people struggle to wait their turn, especially if they already understood your point. Number three, control and dominance. Control and dominance. Some interrupt to assert control over the conversation, steer it in their preferred direction. Number four, lack of awareness. They may not realize they're interrupting you or that it's frustrating to you. Lack of awareness. They're not self-aware. Disagreement. They might feel compelled to challenge or correct something you said. Short attention span. If they have trouble focusing, they may jump in before you complete your thought. Cultural or social norms. I asked it in a different way. Ego and self-importance. They need to see their perspective as superior and don't feel the need to fully hear others. Desire for attention. They might crave being the center of conversation and cut others off to keep the focus on themselves. Lack of respect. Interrupting can indicate they don't value what you're saying as much as their own thoughts. Impatience with others. They may think they already know where you're going and feel a waste of time to let you finish. Insecurity in disguise. Sometimes interrupting as a way of overcompensating for their own doubts by asserting dominance. So what I started doing is raising my hand. When I'm around these kind of people and they interrupt me, I raise my hand like I'm in class. And it looks kind of silly, but it really works because they look at you and they say, "What are you doing?" I'm raising my hand for my turn to talk because I keep getting interrupted. And every time they do it, I raise my hand. It takes about 7 days to wake them up to what they're doing, because they're not self-aware of what they're doing. Now, they're going to get mad at you and hate you and all that, but they hate you anyway because they interrupt you, you know. They don't care what you have to say because they're interrupted. They have their self on the throne, and everything they say is more important than anybody else. When I'm talking to somebody, I listen. I listen more than I talk. The only reason you hear me talking a lot on here is because nobody's sitting here with me. But usually when I'm with somebody, I'm listening more than I talk. I'd rather listen than talk because I can see their belief system and their worldview. And if I can listen more than I talk, I see their worldview and I know what I'm dealing with. I know if I'm dealing with a saved, unsaved, psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, selfish, child. a child in an adult body, I listen more than I talk because I can see what I'm dealing with. Hello? There's a proverb about it. It says, he that answers a matter before he hears it is a fool. Or something to that effect. It's been a long time. If you don't listen and you answer before somebody finishes, I mean, come on. That's a red flag if I've ever seen one. That's somebody who's trying to assert dominance. Control. NLP programming. Their agenda is all that matters. And they're not gonna back down. And those people are always gonna wonder, why can't I have any friends? Why can't nobody? Why don't anybody listen to me? Because you run them off. You run them off. I've seen it my whole life. I saw a family member do it. And I thought, you know, well, that family member was under conviction. When you got somebody who walks in the door, who is in the Word, meditating on the Word, and just always in the Word, they gotta interrupt you because they're under conviction. They can't stand it. They can't stand it. When a Babylon Bee hive mind faces off with a born again, they gotta interrupt you. When I got born again, I went to a family member. And everything changed. They didn't want to hear nothing I had to say. Conviction by the Holy Spirit. So they got to shut you down because they don't want to hear any truth. They don't want to hear your truth, but they want to speak their truth. It's all about me, 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 me. They don't want absolute truth. Here's the thing about the queen bee hive mind. They have to interrupt you because you're going to spit out some truth. And they don't want to hear it. They have their agenda and that's all they care about. And if they can't bend your will to their will, then they're not gonna listen to anything you say. So one way to catch a psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, do they listen? And the answer is no, they don't listen. They might listen for a season to pull you in, but once they think they got you trapped, then they have to ignore what you have to say because they think they're God. They think they're a God. They think they're chosen as God Almighty in your life. They want to take your will and bend it to their will. And they don't care what God's will is for your life. They want their will. And they're trying to impress upon you their will. They think you're stupid. That's what blows your mind. When you're humble, when you're quiet around these people, they think you're just dumb. And even when they look at you and think, how'd you get so smart? How'd you learn this? Eventually what happens is, they realize you're smarter than them, and they got to shut you down. First, they think you're dumb. Then they realize you're smarter than them, and they got to shut you down because they don't want you to outperform them with logic. They have no logic, so they got to shut you down because they don't want you to outperform them with logic. Because if you use logic, logic will change them, not you. The truth will set you free. And Jesus is the Logos, and the word Logos is logic. Same word. Unfold the Logos, you get logic. God is logical. Take your emotions and flush them down the toilet, because God is logical. Yeah, there's emotion, there's good emotions, praise and worship and love and joy and peace. But all these manipulation and witchcraft, insecurity emotions, playing little mind games, drama games, that's the devil. That's nothing but the devil. I don't care if it offends you, it's the truth. Because the devil is the draconian machine. Draco Ma, drama. D-R-A Ma. Drama. Drama. Draconian machine. Material realm. Matter. What's the matter with you? Matter. The machine. The material realm. Matter. Ma-ti-ter. Ma double cross e-air. Ma double cross airs. Join airs. The machine will double cross you. The material realm creatures, the flesh mind, will double cross the airs. What's the matter with you? I thought I was on your team. Why are you double crossing me? Why are you trying to take away my free will? Why are you trying to get me to lose my equilibrium with the sine wave, the drama? Why are you trying to mess me up? Why are you trying to mess up my routine? But your routine's the same. Your routine's more important than my routine? I don't think so. Who do you think you are? God? Goddess? Maybe you need a spanking. Maybe you never had a spanking. I don't know. Most people who are in the flesh and think they're gods, never got a spanking. Most time. A word spanking sometimes is harder than a regular spanking. Maybe you need a spanking. Maybe you need a scourging. Maybe God needs to put it in your face. Maybe you need to hear the truth. Why are you running from the truth? Because you love the lie. If you love the truth, you'll change to match the truth. But if you love the lie, you'll run from the truth and create your own truth. Truth applies in the home, on the job, everywhere. And the ones who run from truth tell you that they weren't on your team at all.